Hello and welcome back to the My Entertainment World podcast. Today we have another episode of the nominee interview series for you. I spoke with the producer and director of Hedwig and the Angry Inch from Bowtie Productions. Hedwig is nominated for Outstanding Production and Outstanding Performer. It was really a highlight of 2024 and really stands out in the landscape. There's a really strong landscape in Toronto right now of young emerging musical theater performers. So Hedwig was really a highlight of that scene this year, which was probably the strongest sector of the overall landscape, in my opinion. So definitely go check out the interview and I'll see you on the other side.
Sure. So my name is Meredith Shedden. My pronouns are she, her. With Bowtie Productions, I'm the artistic director. And for Hedwig and the Angry Inch, I directed the show.
And my name is Ian Kowalski. My pronouns are he, him. For Bowtie, I'm the executive director and I produced Hedwig.
So my first question is always, do you remember your first experience with theater?
Well, I have two. I feel like my first experience with theater was so this random. No, I know. I just have one. It was just going to see The Lion King at Mirvish, which is sort of crazy because it's on right now and I've yet to go see it, this production, but I will.
It's so funny because I think we've been asked this question before and it's also my first experience.
Because we're the same age.
Yeah. And so when it had its first, or I guess only previous long run in Toronto, I don't remember how old we were, but we were
three, four.
And I remember going and you know, the animals were coming down the aisle and it was just like a wondrous experience. I don't think, you know, it was so magical.
I remember I went with like two of my friends from preschool. And our parents, I guess. And I remember they fell asleep during it. And I was looking over to them being like, are you kidding? You're asleep? I'm awake. I'm sat. Yeah.
It's amazing how many people have similar answers because everyone grew up either in or somewhere nearish to Toronto. So yeah, it's all Lion King. And then over a certain age, it's just Phantom. And it's all the same big production. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So how did you come together as collaborators?
Sure, yeah. I started Bowtie when I was in my like final years of university. And we really wanted an opportunity to work on some more kind of intimate, mature pieces of theater. I was working and acting in the university drama troupe at the time, which were all really big, you know, kind of splashy blockbuster musicals, which are awesome and super fun. But I think my friends and I were really looking for an opportunity to work on something a little more thought-provoking. And so we had the plan to do the musical Fun Home as our first show, which was my first Broadway show and is special to a lot of us who were involved. And so we got funding through the university to do that production, and I was directing, and we met through a mutual friend, and I needed an assistant director and a choreographer at the time. And so Meredith actually auditioned for the show, but then we sort of had a conversation and said, hey, we work well together and let's do this show.
Yeah, so that's kind of it. We started, we kind of realized on our first meeting that we got along super well and collaborated well, and it was supposed to be 2 hours, ended up being six. And we just had a really good back and forth rapport in the room. I don't think we argued very much.
No.
I feel like we...
Thank God.
We don't agree on everything, but if we don't agree, we're really good at making our way around it. And now we live together. This is our apartment. So we get along very well. Yeah.
So talk us through your programming process. How did you land on Hedwig?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great question. I think as kind of our mandate, our goal is to do sort of smaller shows. Definitely from a queer angle is a big thing for us. Definitely shows that are, you know, fan favorites, cult classics. And so, you know, previous to Hedwig, we did Falsettos, which has a huge fandom online. And it just kind of felt like the natural next step for us was to do something a little more rock heavy, a little grungy. And I think we both loved the movie for a long time.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't remember whose idea it was specifically, but
I think we were watching the movie and we just had a moment and where we decided, oh, this is our next show. We just knew. It's like when you try on a wedding dress and you're like, it's the one. But we were really excited to work with a tiny cast of two people and yeah, and to dive into rock music and we had some ideas about the set that we were really excited about. That I'm still excited about when I think about it. I love the big wall we did at the back, and making it a projector screen. And I don't know, we can get into that more if you have more specific questions. But yeah, it was sometimes you're just talking about a show and there's already things coming up for you. And it's like it would be a waste not to do this.
Yeah, it felt right.
So it's an incredibly complex piece with a famous legacy. What were some of the biggest challenges that came with staging it in 2024 and making it your own?
Yeah, I mean, number one biggest challenge is really that it's carried, like the person who plays Hedwig carries so much of the success of the show. And you have to really develop a relationship, director and actor, of like trust and I believe in you. And like there's a lot of like I felt very much in a supportive role throughout that process, because it's very daunting to take it on. And Jesse James, who played Hedwig for us, did it beautifully. And we're so lucky that we had them. And
Okay, I'll also add that I think the role of Hedwig, I think I'm not sure if it's the first time, but I don't think it happens very often where Hedwig is actually played by a trans actor. And I think that was so important to our version of Hedwig, was someone who really, understood that lived experience and could bring that kind of vulnerability and authenticity to the show.
That was a place where it was like almost we didn't have to do a lot of work because it was someone who understood the trans experience, the drag experience. They're also a drag performer. That's what I'd say.
Tell us a little bit more about finding that cast. Did you know Jesse before? I know you knew Luca from Falsettos, but did you know Jesse before? And it seems like a daunting prospect to decide to do Hedwig without knowing how to like pre-casting your Hedwig.
So I went to Sheridan College Music Theater with Jesse, who out of drag goes by James. And honestly, I think there was a little seed planted back when we were at school when they did their pop critique, which is a project you do at the end of your time at Sheridan, if you're in the pop stream, where you put on like a 15-minute set of whatever style of non-music theater music that you'd like to perform. And James's set was they did it in drag and they did it and it was entirely like punk and rock. And it just I kind of had the first idea then that they'd be the right fit. And so when we did start talking about doing Hedwig, that was definitely front of my mind.
Yeah, we definitely had an idea. And then I think it just came down to asking Jesse if they would be willing to take on such a huge mammoth project. But yeah, I think you're absolutely right to say that a show like this, you need to have an idea of someone who could, be just physically capable of doing something like that before. Building the rest of the world around them because, like Mira was saying, it really entirely rides on their shoulders. And I think she did a bang up job.
Because the show is so iconic and there is a famous movie version, what were some of the ways you differentiated your production from what's been done with Hedwig before?
I think a big part of that came from aesthetics. I think that we had costuming that differed from things I'd seen before. Our wig designer, Brandon, did some really cool, innovative things with their wig design. And so it was honestly, we had a lot of meetings with our design team about that kind of stuff and how we were going to make it our own. Yeah, and again, like I don't know, I'll bring it back to the wall in the set, but having that be that dual purpose like projector screen because it is such a projection heavy show. And also that constant reminder of the Berlin Wall. And then our the use at the end of tearing it down. Yeah, that felt I hadn't seen anything like that before. And I was really proud of that.
I
Yeah.
also would say that in terms of like making it our own, I think a lot of that also came from Jesse, because obviously we had designers who designed the wigs and designed the costumes, but also a lot of those designs came from sort of started in Jesse's closet, and we took pieces of her world that already existed and pieces of her costumes and kind of worked that into the designs, so that not only were they unique, but they felt, like her when she was in character.
Yeah, right down to the makeup too, because Jessie did her own makeup for the show, and she had a whole process where she figured out how to combine her style of face with the classic Hedwig makeup as well. Yeah.
Ian, tell us about the producing side of things and mounting such an ambitious production at Theatre Passe-Marais, such a legendary space.
Iconic space, iconic history. I think, working at Theatre Passe-Marais was an interesting prospect. It's a very unique and kind of strange space. It's quite tall. It has this secondary like stage, which we ended up, using for a sort of secondary world in our show. But yeah, it was a big show. This is the biggest show that we have done so far in terms of production elements and, adding projection and adding like 8 wigs and a billion costume changes and all those sorts of things. But I think what made it less daunting was assembling a really great team. We had some awesome designers, some really great technicians from TPM. That all made it feel a little more manageable. I mean, and in terms of falsettos was like an 8-person cast or 7, and
Yeah.
Hedwig is 2. So, there were things that kind of balanced out that made it feel a little more achievable, but I think we had a really great team to support.
You mentioned the projection wall at the back, but what were some of your other favorite details in the production?
I loved Brandon's beehive wig.
Yeah.
That beehive is so beautiful. All these tiny little like butterflies that were in amongst the hair, which are only things really like it's worn for like 30 seconds,
Not
but it was
even,
like so beautiful and detailed.
yeah, that was one for sure. I loved the way our lighting designer figured out how to make light come in through the door whenever we opened it to the Tommy Gnosis concert. He had set up a light outside the door, and we had cues for our stage manager to turn that light on and off at the just the right moment. And it read. I was nervous that it wasn't going to read, and then it did. So yeah, I love that.
What were you hoping audiences would take away from the production?
I think what I ended up taking away, which is what I hope other people take away, is that Hedwig is such a beautiful representation of nothing being black and white and not needing to necessarily adhere to prescriptive ideas of who or what we should be, how we should behave, and that no one is ever fully one thing or the other, good or bad, man or woman. And that, like, I don't know, she's empowering and totally imperfect, but she makes me feel like you can just be who you are, regardless of how many things are coming at you, telling you it's wrong, and you'll be proud of yourself for that at the end of the day.
Yeah, you said it best.
Thanks.
What were some of the most memorable responses you received?
A good question.
I mean, I got a lot of responses that people didn't like my little trailer on the side,
The like B
TBH,
stage.
but I was proud of how I made use of the weird space, so I'll stick by it. But on a positive note, I mean, we can dig deeper in a second, but again, I'm going to gush about the actors. Like, everyone was just in awe of their voices. Both Jesse and Luca have like powerhouse vocals. And that was a treat every night to witness.
Yeah, I think we also had a lot of queer folks come to see the show, who really felt represented and seen on stage. And even I heard from some people, who were not familiar with the show and maybe who like didn't go to don't go to the theater very often, and to see a drag queen on stage in a musical in that way, I think is a really unique experience and hopefully eye-opening for people, at least that's what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a lot of friends actually from queer friend groups of mine who were coming to support me, but were not really theater people and walked away from that being like, oh, theater can be this. I love this.
What are you working on now or next?
Big things. This April coming up, we have the Bridges of Madison County in concert. A beautiful Jason Robert Brown score. So tickets are on sale now for that, directed by a wonderful friend of ours, Haley Thompson. And then in the fall, we have Tick Tick Boom, Jonathan Larson's iconic rock musical. Mare's directing that one. And there'll be more details about that coming in the spring.
And where can we find Bote online? And you guys, if you want to do your own bugs.
Most importantly, you can find Bowtie. Our website is bowtieproductions.ca or bowtieproductions on Instagram. I think the ad is bowtie underscore prod, PROD.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
Scary.
Is there? I don't know.
Wild card. No, but thank you, not personally. Thank you for the time. Thank you for writing about us. And we hope to see folks at the shows this year.
Great. Well, thank you so much. So that's all for our interview with the team from Bowtie Productions. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts to never miss an episode. MyEntertainmentWorld.ca is the website, at MyEntWorld on Twitter and Instagram, MyEntertainmentWorld on Facebook, YouTube, and Pinterest, I guess. Just so make sure you don't miss anything that's going on the website. We've got the rest of the nominee interview series going, as well as the rest of our ongoing coverage. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time.